This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the anti-aging and general health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience. Simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Sarah Bolton, an anti-aging consultant whose focus is adding life to people's years. She is here to share with you some information about one of her favorite topics, antioxidants. Sarah, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are free radicals and what causes them?
So free radicals are these highly reactive and unstable molecules, and they cause damage to our cells and genetic material, and they're produced both internally as a byproduct of energy production and also externally in the environment through smoking, UV rays from the sun, toxic chemicals in our foods, pollution, things like that. And Dr. Lester Packer, who is the head of the Packer Labs at UC Berkeley, says, "Scientists now believe that free radicals are causal factors in nearly every known disease, from heart disease to arthritis to cancer to cataracts. In fact, free radicals are a major culprit in the aging process itself."
Tell us, what are antioxidants and why are they receiving so much attention these days?
So antioxidants are molecules that are capable of defending ourselves from free radical damage. And they're critical for both internal and external health and longevity. Dr. Richard Cutler, the director of anti-aging at the National Institute of Health, says that the amount of antioxidants that you maintain in your body is directly proportional to how long you will live. Antioxidants can be found in fruits and vegetables, green tea, nuts and seeds, dark chocolate, or things like this.
Interesting. Tell us more about any relevant studies regarding antioxidants or free radicals.
Okay, well, if you look at studies on PubMed.gov, you will find numerous results when you search antioxidants. But a really pertinent study that I found, it was published in the European Journal of Nutrition in 2011, and the abstract states that individuals who are taking antioxidant supplements at the start of the 11-year study period had a 48% reduction in the risk of cancer mortality. In addition, the risk of dying from all causes was 42% lower among antioxidant supplement users. And of interest is the fact that taking only a basic multiple vitamin and mineral supplement, in other words, one that's not enriched with meaningful doses of antioxidants, did not confer any protection against cancer or all-cause mortality. So these findings suggest that antioxidant supplements provide an important defense against cancer and death from other causes.
Today we are with Sarah Bolton, an anti-aging consultant whose focus is adding life to people's years, here on eHealth Radio's anti-aging and general health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sarah, how can we tell if we are getting enough antioxidant protection?
So I'm really excited to tell you about some new technology that has been developed. Scientists now believe that antioxidants are one of the best biomarkers of overall health. And we now have a scanner that is being implemented into doctors' offices that can non-invasively, in just 30 seconds, more accurately than blood, test the carotenoid antioxidant levels in the tissues of the skin. And this is useful because we can now find out how well our lifestyle and supplements are protecting us from free radical damage. So once we have our baseline score, we can make changes to improve it.
And lastly, what are some ways to increase your antioxidant score and protect ourselves from free radical damage?
So we can increase our intake of locally grown organic produce, fruits and vegetables, and we can make lifestyle changes such as quitting smoking, staying out of the sun. If we're overweight, we can lose weight. Also, investing in a high-quality, bioavailable antioxidant supplement.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us and getting us up to speed on this topic. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about you and more information on today's topic?
Okay, well, one of my favorite books was The Antioxidant Miracle. It's by Dr. Lester Packer and Carol Coleman. And also, if you wanted to email me, my email is sarahbolton.nse@gmail.com. Or you can check out my website, www.theantioxidantqueen.com.
Excellent. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Sarah Bolton, an anti-aging consultant whose focus is adding life to people's years. And once again, the website of reference is theantioxidantqueen.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the anti-aging and general health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.